are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl Janon right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope that everybody has been having a fantastic day and a phenomenal week so far. On my way to the studio, so yes, we are currently in the CFRU studios, and y'all already know how much I love this place because this is where we started, and I feel like every time I walk into the CFRU studios, the vibes are just immaculate. It just feels like my second home, honestly. So shout out to CFRU, you already know. But anyways, on my drive here this morning, I was listening to some TI music because y'all might already know the intro music that you hear to the show is music produced by the one and only TI. And TI is one of those early hip hop artists that I originally started listening to back when I was in middle school. And TI, I feel like his music and just like everything that was going around with the format of music that was being produced at the time, we're talking like mid to late 2000s, he really shaped my personality and the playfulness that I have to this day. So every time I listen to T.I., it just puts me, like, it just brings back so many memories, and it reminds me where I came from, man. And I feel like it's always really fitting to listen to T.I. Right before recording TKO, because not only does it remind me of all those, you know, nostalgic memories, but also it reminds me of TKO because I actually have his music playing in the beginning of every single episode whenever I record TKO. So I really love listening to T.I. And actually, so this is so random, so sorry, but the intro that I have for the beginning of every single episode when I say, what up, what's happening? So this actually comes from a T.I. song as well, and I just caught myself by the wrist being like, I can't believe, like, I've subconsciously just kind of adapted this phrase because T.I. says that in one of his songs. Like, literally the song is called What Up, What's Happening. So every time I say in the beginning of every episode, hey everybody, what's up, what's happening, T.I., in the words of T.I., he goes, what up, what's happening, all you haters hating at me, because I hear you and I'm watching and I'm serious, but all you got is anyways, I'm not gonna go deep into the song because I'm gonna get banned from the radio. But that's the beginning of one of his really famous songs, and that song came on shuffle this morning, and I just had a moment. I was like, wow, I can't believe, like, I haven't listened to this song in ages. But back in the day when Janon was a nerd back in middle school and I was listening to the song, I guess I listened to it for enough times for it to have been hacked into my subconscious for me to, you know, when I started doing TKO, that's just the phrase, the catchphrase that I just adapted from T.I. So shout out to T.I. I don't know if he's going to be listening to this episode ever because he lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're in Guelph, Ontario, Canada. But yeah, shout out to T.I. because yeah, a lot of TKO is influenced by that hip hop culture and, you know, like the Southern hip hop culture, should I say, back in the day when trap music was the thing. You already know. Anyways, I digress. Shout out to T.I. Shout out to all other very cool, just like musicians and artists whose work really influenced their fans. I don't know if y'all listening to this right now can think of any particular artist who has influenced you to that extent. If so, let us know. I know this is not like MMA or boxing related, but if that is indeed the case, holla at us. I would love to, you know, get to know more about that, about you guys. Holla at us at TKO_podcast. Yeah, why not? Anywho, I hope that everybody's been doing phenomenal these days. I know that, you know, even though spring is around the corner, I mean, it's not around the corner, like we're literally in spring. Sometimes it feels like it's not quite spring because it just gets a little bit too cold. And then the next day it's really hot. And then we have tropical rains. And then we get like sunshine for like 5 minutes and then it's raining again. So I really don't know what's happening with Mother Nature. Nonetheless, we're very grateful for her efforts to want to bring spring to us. I mean, not just for us, but like, honestly, I worry about the plants and the animals that we literally have in our communities and the regions that we live in, because, you know, these guys, like, they don't really know if they should just like put a sweater on when it gets cold or whatever. They just kind of adapt, like their growth is indeed adapted to seasonal change. So I really feel bad for example, like trees that are supposed to grow and I don't know, whatever plants that are supposed, and I'm so sorry I'm butchering this because I'm not an environmental scientist, but you know what I mean? Like, I really feel bad for the environment because I feel like, yes, climate change is really negatively impacting everything else around us, especially I feel bad for the plants. They're not living their best life right now. So I really hope that that is fixed sooner than later. I feel like we're getting there, but it's just, it's going to take a little bit of extra work in that context. But nonetheless, I hope that everybody listening to this right now is thriving, is living their best life. We have a long weekend coming up, Easter long weekend. If you celebrate Easter, happy Easter to y'all. And I hope that everybody gets to do really cool Easter egg hunts and eats a lot of cool chocolate and enjoys the long weekend, because I feel like it's been a hot minute since we had a long weekend. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm personally going to be doing things that I personally really enjoy, aka recording radio shows, reading, just chilling, going on nice nature walks if the weather is nice. So that's what I'll be up to. So I really hope that everybody else is able to enjoy themselves this long weekend as well. All right, enough fluff for the beginning of the show. So this episode, we are going to take everybody on a trip to Hollywood. Yes, you already know. Why Hollywood? How does Hollywood relate to combat sports, you might be asking? If you already don't know, there's been a very interesting movie that's been out. I think it came out March 21st, if I'm not mistaken, on Amazon Prime Video, and it's been making a lot of noise. And yes, you guessed it right, it is combat sports related. Of course, I'm talking about the remake of the Roadhouse movie. Yes, we are going to be breaking down the Roadhouse today, not just because of the content of the movie, but also because we had an interesting character from the world of combat sports, like real life combat sports, play for the first time in a movie. And this was the movie that he played in. So we're going to be talking about that today. And I watched this movie over this past weekend, not knowing what to expect. But you know what? I'll just give you like a general take in the beginning of the show. I was pleasantly surprised with how this movie turned out. I really didn't know what to expect, or I haven't even watched the first Roadhouse movie, but I had heard that this Roadhouse movie had been in the making for many, many years, and they had been debating who they should put in the movie as the villain in the movie, basically. So I had been hearing a lot of rumors surrounding this movie for years, probably 7-8 years, and I'm not even kidding. And so for this movie to finally be out and people watching it and really enjoying it, it's great. So yes, today we're going to be talking about the Roadhouse movie. Other than that, trying to think if there's anything else that we need to break down on the show. So we're currently in like a little bit of a slower period when it comes to some of the fights that are currently on. We are waiting patiently waiting for UFC 300 to finally be upon us in a couple of weeks. It is happening in April. And I think the UFC is really trying to, you know, like, you know, in video games, like you're trying to gather all your forces, like you need some time to recharge and whatnot. I think that's exactly what they're doing right now with UFC 300, because obviously it's a milestone event, like the 300th pay-per-view events that they're having. Obviously, this is not the 300th event, like, period that they've had, because we already know that they have multiple fight nights and different events that they host here and there. But in terms of the pay-per-view cards, this is number 300 since when they first broadcasted their fights in 1993. So as you can imagine, this is a huge deal for them. So makes all the sense in the world for them to want to gather their energy and forces and really just recharge and boom, give us the best product out there, the best fight card out there, the best production out there for UFC 300. So other than that, not much has been happening in the world of combat sports. Although, I want to give a big shout out to Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. Now, I really wish that I was recording this podcast through video as well, because I actually have a Mighty Mouse shirt that I wore to the studio today. Not Mighty Mouse as in like Mighty, like Demetrius Johnson Mighty Mouse, but Mighty Mouse, the cartoon Mighty Mouse, like the mouse that was a superhero and wanted to save save the world. And yeah, so I hadn't worn this shirt in so long. And then I heard the recent occurrence with Mighty Mouse Johnson. And I was like, you know what? Today is the day that I finally wear this shirt. Because why not? We got to celebrate Mighty Mouse. So speaking of Mighty Mouse, he has been, we already know that ever since he left the UFC, he has been thriving, absolutely thriving over in Asia, fighting for ONE Championship organization. And he's been doing a lot of different things. I feel like since he moved to ONE Championship, he's been doing like different podcasts and getting his hands on different forms of combat sports. So recently he actually participated in the PAN games, the like the worldwide game, the worldwide games, excuse me, on behalf of the International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Federation. Because we already know how good he is with his grappling and jiu-jitsu skills. But to my knowledge, this was one of the first few times that he had actually participated in a professional BJJ event. And he was very incredibly successful in this event, and he won a medal. So shout out to Mighty Mouse Johnson. Mighty Mouse, I don't know if you're listening to this episode right now, but I'm repping you basically wearing this Mighty Mouse shirt. And yeah, just keep doing your thing, and really excited to see what the future holds for him. But yeah, that was pretty much the biggest thing, the biggest like fight events that occurred over this past weekend with Mighty Mouse fight slash, I guess, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu event that happened over this past week. So had to give Mighty Mouse a big shout out. But other than that, like I said, they're really just trying to wait on some of the events that they're having until they have the UFC 300 event. And yeah, they're probably going to pick it up right after that. But yeah, so today for the majority of the show, excuse me, we will be talking about the Roadhouse movie. Without further ado, let's get started with that. Okay, so like I was saying, this movie has been talked about for years now. The remake of the original Roadhouse movie has been in the talks for many, many years. Now, I'll tell you, originally, they were saying that Ronda Rousey was going to be playing the main character role, the protagonist role in this movie. I don't know what happened, honestly, but they kind of scratched the Ronda idea. I think it was because Ronda, you know, since she had that loss to Holly Holm and then she had another loss to Amanda Nunes, the producers probably were like, okay, yeah, like, is Ronda Rousey, at her prime anymore, question mark. So I think that's why they kind of crossed her off the plot of the movie. And then Ronda went to WWE and then started doing her thing over there. And yeah, so I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong. But as far as I was concerned, for the past recent years, whenever the movie Roadhouse was being discussed, Ronda Rousey was also talked about as potentially being cast as the main character. Finally, we have this movie being made. So we have Jake Gyllenhaal playing the main character role, the role of Elwood Dalton, who is in the story a ex-UFC fighter. Yes. So his character used to be a UFC fighter. And it's really interesting because in the movie, they show that, you know, he does like the weigh-ins or whatever. There's Dana White, there's Bruce Buffer, John Anik interviewing him, Jake Gyllenhaal literally doing a walkout into the octagon, fighting his imaginary opponent, but I guess real opponent in the movie. And the crowd is there, they're going crazy. And I remembered, as I was watching this in the movie, I remembered that I think they actually filmed this during one of the actual UFC pay-per-view events. I can't remember which one it was, but in the middle of the weigh-ins, for example, I do remember that one, that Conor McGregor walked out and then he introduced Jake Gyllenhaal, and Jake Gyllenhaal walked onto the stage, I mean, as this real character, but like he's in a movie obviously, and everybody started going crazy. And anyways, it was wild to me. I was confused for a moment when I saw that happen in real life, like when they were still like filming this movie. But it made all the sense in the world when I actually saw it play out in the movie. I was like, okay, so that's what they were doing, I guess. It wasn't that Jake Gyllenhaal. He just had a dream of walking onto the stage to weigh in at a UFC event and then just, I don't know, went over to do his thing. But yeah, no, shout out to whoever idea it was to have Jake Gyllenhaal play this ex-UFC fighter role, because I feel like he absolutely did a phenomenal job. I was thinking as I was watching this movie whether Jake Gyllenhaal actually had like interviews or various chats with not just Conor McGregor, because I mean obviously they've been working closely for this movie together, but I wonder if Jake Gyllenhaal actually went to chat with various other UFC fighters to talk about their experience. And just, I don't even know, like, even if he were to go and watch them in training camp, like, did he do that? Like, how did he do his research for him to be able to play the role of an actual UFC fighter so amazingly? Because I'll tell you what was so special about his, like, the way he played this character. So I feel like in general media, the way MMA fighters are portrayed, they're this aggressive, angry character. I just want to go in and fight. And that's how they're portrayed in media, in general media, unfortunately. But if you follow the sport closely, and if you follow most characters in the sport closely, you will see that, you know what, they're actually very unique individuals. A lot of the UFC fighters, and just like general MMA fighters that you come across, they're actually one of the smartest people in the world. And the way they handle fights, the way they strategize about fights, they're super down to earth. Like they treat fighting as a business. Like they don't think of it as, oh, I see a random guy down the street, I'm going to go fight him. Like that's not how things work in professional MMA for the most part. A lot of people that you see fighting, they're actually super down to earth outside the octagon. They do super chill activities. They have super chill demeanors. Like they just go on to live their life. And I feel like Jake Gyllenhaal actually did a phenomenal job depicting that in the movie, because, yeah, I mean, there are scenes that he is fighting inside the octagon in the movie, and, well, he does what he has to do to win fights. But for the other parts where he is, like, his character, like, doing whatever he is in the movie, he has such a serene demeanor, and he's really chill, and he's just vibing, man. And I really enjoyed watching that, like the way he portrayed that. I really enjoyed seeing that on TV, because in all honesty, I feel like this movie brought a lot of traction, and a lot of fans and a lot of just casual fans wanted to watch this movie because of the plot and then the people who were on it. And it's amazing that Jake depicted it like that, because now people kind of know, like, okay, I guess like the UFC, like the way the UFC works, like it's not how people make it to be, like this aggressive, violent sport, or like everybody who's a fighter is this aggressive, violent person. No. And I'm so grateful that Jake Gyllenhaal gave us a true depiction of what a true MMA fighter would kind of behave like outside the octagon as well. So shout out to him. Now, switching gears a little bit. So like I was saying, Gyllenhaal has been working closely with Conor McGregor. And yes, you guessed it right. Conor McGregor was the ultimate MMA fighter who was chosen to be in this movie to play the role of the villain who goes against Jake Gyllenhaal's character. So he plays the character of Knox, who is like this hitman, kind of brings a lot of chaotic energy wherever he goes. And as I was watching this movie and the way Conor played his role, I mean, you know, disclaimer, y'all know I have very strong opinions about Conor McGregor and his fighting style in general, like in the UFC, in real life, okay? But the way he depicted the character of Knox in this movie, I feel like it was so well done. I feel like Conor McGregor was born to play this role in this movie, and he did a phenomenal job. I don't know if, like, similar to what I was saying about Jake Gyllenhaal and whether he did his homework, you know, talking to different fighters, going to different people's training camps and whatnot to really study and understand how UFC fighters operate. I really wonder if Conor McGregor did any form of research and homework for his role, because it was just so well done. And listen, I know this is probably a hot take, because I've been hearing and listening, reading a lot of comments about MMA fans expressing their opinion on how they thought Conor played in this movie. There's been a lot of mixed reviews, but in my opinion, I feel like Conor McGregor actually did a phenomenal job. I feel like if anything, he should stick to playing villain roles in action movies than him going into the octagon to fight opponents. That is my personal opinion. Don't come after me, Conor McGregor fans, but I really think it makes a lot of sense that way, because he just did such a great job. Like, oh, the way he, you know how Conor McGregor walks just like in the octagon, but like he was carrying that throughout the whole movie, the way he was walking, the swagger that he was bringing about. And I feel like he just did such a good job. So shout out to Conor McGregor. And I feel like this is the first time I'm ever saying this on the show, probably the only time I'm saying that on the show. But I feel like he did a phenomenal job in this movie depicting this character of this thug who's just like, he doesn't give a crap about nothing. He also employed a lot of his trash talking skills that he would use normally in press conferences for his fights towards his movie, like for the things that his character would say in this movie to Jake Gyllenhaal. It was amazing, guys. I really enjoyed, like, if anything, I'm not gonna lie, I tuned into this movie to watch Conor McGregor's acting skills. And I feel like he did a phenomenal job. So shout out to Conor McGregor. I feel like it was really cool to see him on the screen. I really wonder if they're going to make a second movie after this, or if Conor is just going to go on and explore more roles in Hollywood in general, because it was actually reported that as a first-time actor, this is the most anybody has been paid for the first time they're making a debut on the screen, which is huge. And I feel like I've said this 100 times by now, but I feel like he did a phenomenal job. Now, I do have to continue this by expressing a little bit of concern for Conor, because, you know, the movie is very fresh still in the like the what's it called? The platforms that it's being shown on, basically. And they're still doing like promotion tours and whatnot and interviews to promote this movie. And in a very recent interview where Connor and Jake Gyllenhaal were sitting to do an interview, Conor McGregor looked really disturbed, and he looked like he was having tremors, and he had this like reflex going on, and he was stuttering, and that went on for the whole length of the interview. Jake Gyllenhaal also looked kind of concerned for him. Any fan watching that was kind of concerned for him. So we are actually kind of concerned for Conor McGregor. I don't know what's going on with him. And I don't know like what's going on in his personal life, but yeah, so that happened. I feel like it was all cool until that point. So I really hope that he is actually doing okay. And this is not something to be concerned about, or like not a serious health condition or whatever it is. Really hope that he's okay. But all in all, I personally really enjoyed the movie. Basically, Jake Gyllenhaal's character is an ex-fighter who turns into a bouncer. And this mafia family, so to speak, hires Conor McGregor's character to go in and fight against Jake Gyllenhaal, because Jake Gyllenhaal is willing to defend this club that he's a bouncer at all costs. But Conor McGregor has to go kind of get rid of him, get him out of the way, because the mafia family kind of wants to do construction in the area that the club is in. So that's the plot of the movie. Jake Gyllenhaal, eventually he's able to defeat Conor McGregor. Oops, sorry, I totally spoiled this movie, so I should have given a disclaimer in the beginning of the show. I'm so sorry, that just came out of nowhere. Anyways, I'm so sorry. A lot of y'all are probably hating me right now for spoiling this movie. Anyway, so things end okay. Let's just say that. But the way they actually have a bonus scene in the end of the movie in which Conor McGregor's character is like he's still thriving. He's still ready to like get it going. So it got me thinking if a second movie is on the way already. But anyways, all in all, amazing performance by Conor McGregor. I personally really enjoyed watching this movie. It was a really fun action movie, and yeah, I feel like it definitely surpassed my expectations for a lot of different elements going into this whole experience. So shout out to everybody involved, shout out to Conor McGregor. I hope that he is okay. And I hope that he still continues to act, because I feel like this is honestly like his gift. If anything, it's more of a gift than his current fighting, because I don't think he is at his prime anymore. Sorry, that was my hot take. So with that, I'm just looking at the clock right now. Unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to cfru.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl, Janan, right here. And this is TKO. Peace out.